AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today is the National Day of Mourning. At Washington's National Cathedral, President Biden will deliver the eulogy at the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter. The public got a chance to walk by Carter's flag-draped casket in the Capitol Rotunda. Lynn Leverett was there.
President Carter was the governor of the great state of Georgia when I was born, so he's been around my, you know, my whole entire being, and I just wanted to pay my respects to a decent person. So I thought we took the train down from New York, so I could pay my respects.
All of Jimmy Carter's living successors are expected to attend the funeral, including President-elect Donald Trump. Santa Ana winds have eased in the Los Angeles area, but crews are still working to contain wildfires. At least five people have died. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
At a news conference carried by ABC 7 in Los Angeles, U.S. Representative Judy Chu told L.A. County residents that assistance will come to help them rebuild, but that there's one thing more pressing right now.
The most important thing is to be safe. So that's why I say to everybody, please stay out of these areas. Please make sure you obey the evacuation orders, and please stay safe.
Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo says about 100,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders, but tens of thousands of other people are in a danger zone and have been told that it's best to leave. I'm Donna Warder.
A new fire is burning in the Hollywood Hills. President Biden canceled the final overseas trip of his presidency just hours before he was supposed to leave for Rome and the Vatican to stay home and monitor the fires in California. Schools and cities from Texas to Georgia are shutting down in anticipation of freezing rain and snow. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll from the Israel-Hamas war has passed 46,000. Israel's military says troops have recovered the body of another hostage in Gaza. This is AP News. Taiwan demonstrated its sea defenses against a potential Chinese attack.
And as concerns rose over potential cuts to the defense budget, the island's navy highlighted its Kwanghaa-6 fast attack missile boats and Tuo-Chang-class corvettes in waters near Taiwan's largest port of Kaohsiung. A Taiwanese second lieutenant commander said of the vessels that despite being smaller, they can still deliver what he called a formidable competitive power against a larger Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy ship. The annual drills are held in the run-up to the Lunar New Year holiday to reassure the population of Taiwan's ability to meet China's threats and to boost recruitment. However, the government has warned that new legal amendments being considered could force a 28% cut in the defense budget by altering the way funds are distributed between the central and local governments. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.